Our second scripture reading from the Gospel according to John, chapter 6, 13 verses. After this, Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee, and some call it Tiberias. A huge crowd followed him, attracted by the miracles that they had seen him do among the sick. And when he got to the other side, he climbed the hill and sat down, surrounded by his disciples. It was nearly time for the feast of Passover, kept annually by the Jews. And when Jesus looked out and saw that a large crowd had arrived, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy bread to feed these people?" He said this to stretch Philip's faith. He already knew what he was going to do. Philip answered, 200 silver pieces wouldn't be enough to buy bread for each person to get a piece." And one of the disciples, it was Andrew, brother to Simon Peter, said, "There's a little boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But that's a drop in the bucket for a crowd like this." Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." There was a nice carpet of green grass in this place. And they sat down, about 5,000 of them. And then Jesus took the bread, and having given thanks, gave it to those who were seated. He did the same with the fish, and all ate as much as they wanted. And when the people had eaten their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the leftovers, so nothing is wasted." They went to work and filled 12 large baskets with leftovers from the 5 barley loaves. And here ends our scripture reading. Blessed are they who see God's word and will for their lives. I want to tell you that this scripture has often been discussed here and across the world. I remember so well many, many years ago while studying in Amsterdam in the Netherlands, we were a group of students together, and we were talking about this specific portion of the Bible. And someone said, "You know what? I think that the people who were sitting there waiting to listen to Jesus, they actually had food with them, but they had tucked it away." And the moment when they sensed God's presence, they just opened it up, and lo and behold, there was enough to eat for everybody. Now to me, that said something about one great hour of sharing. Because today, across our nation, in churches everywhere, people are bringing their offerings and their prayers as we all unite in one great hour of sharing. And even amidst our own uncertainty and need, we still acknowledge that we have privileges far beyond millions of others here and also across the world. For instance, we are not hungry. We slept in a warm bed last night, and we had something to eat this morning. And just that makes us part of those who are still privileged in an age of hunger. Long ago, Jesus said, "I am the world's light. No one who follows me stumbles around in the darkness. I provide plenty of light to live in." And that light that Jesus brought originates, we know, we believe with all our hearts, from far beyond the stars. We believe that that love shines from the heart of God. And even in present times of want and uncertainty, our faith can still lift our hearts above the clouds of uncertainty and remind us of our bounteous God who walks with us and talks with us in times like these. Now there's a story that I like to tell. Don't think it's really true, but I like it anyway. It's about a poor, thirsty, traveling preacher whose need was met in a very unexpected way. It was still during the Wild West times that an elderly fellow regularly went to a local saloon, and he always ordered a glass of milk with a generous shot of whiskey in it. So one hot summer's day, while the bartender was fixing his drink, the old fellow wandered over to speak to some of his other friends in the saloon. And right then, that moment, another man came in. He walked up to the bartender and timidly said, "Sir, I'm a poor traveling preacher. I just made it across the desert. I'm bone dry. Can I have that foamy glass of milk that you just poured?" "Sure, take the milk," the bartender said with a twinkle in his eye. "We're glad to have you in our town." So the thirsty preacher drank that milk with the whiskey in, slowly, savoring every drop. And finally, he sighed, looked up towards the ceiling. With a smile on his face, he declared, "Lord, what a cow." The story of the feeding of 5,000 tells about the bounteous goodness of our God. And today's scripture tells a story about a Jesus who truly cared about people in need. If ever there was one great hour of sharing, that was it. Hungry people received more than they could eat, more than they ever expected. Now John's Gospel begins with a statement reminding us how privileged you and I really are. He puts it this way: we all live of his generous bounty, gift after gift after gift. And by feeding the hungry, Jesus gave a very clear example of God's ultimate grace. The focus in the story about the feeding of the multitude is on bread. But the lesson behind it is all about life as we know it. Jesus began by asking his disciples, "Where can we buy bread to feed these people?" And the disciple Andrew said, came up with an answer, "There's a little boy, but he has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish." Now obviously, that's a drop in the bucket for a crowd like this. And then Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." In order to experience God's bounty, the people first had to sit down to watch and to listen to Jesus. Years ago, Mother Teresa said that the biggest problem facing the world in our days is not really the people dying on the streets of Calcutta. She said that the biggest problem is what she called spiritual deprivation. And she describes spiritual deprivation as a feeling of inner emptiness associated with feeling separated from God and from all our brothers and sisters on planet Earth. And there are people everywhere, who experience this kind of emptiness to this very day. When you and I become aware of God's presence in our lives, we also make a discovery. We find out that the abundant life, real abundant life, nothing else, only God can give. But sometimes we are simply blind to God's wondrous bounty. Sometimes we only grab and hold on to for ourselves. It's important for us, our point of view must rule the day. Our prejudices are the good ones, the others not. Our possessions and fulfilling our personal preferences and needs, that's us. Rich people in an age of hunger. And one great hour of sharing reminds us that we are, in spite of all our complaints, that we are still the privileged in an age of hunger. Reminds us that we have received in abundance and that we can and that we should share to live and to let live. To reach into the treasure chest of our lives and to place something of our own wealth, our love, our service, our care, our possessions, and our privileges into the hands of a hungry, starving, and dying world. Oh, you give but little when you give of your possessions. It is when you give of yourself that you truly give. When we shut God out of our lives, we do shut out the very one who can meet our deepest needs. It's easy to say. It's more difficult to believe and understand that God is love. Maybe you could say it the other way around. Love is God. Love is always giving. If we are not receiving from God, the problem may not be on God's side. It might be on our side. For our God is a bounteous God. Our God is a giving God. And God will never, ever change. And today, as we bring our offerings for one great hour of sharing, we rejoice in the knowledge that the God of the ages, the God of love, is also our God. And our quiet prayer in the sanctuary this morning can be heard far, far beyond the stars. It was on his deathbed that the Australian poet Victor Daly received tender care in a Catholic hospital. And one of his last acts before he passed away was to thank the nurses for their kindness to him. Not knowing what to say, one of the nurses says, "Don't thank us, thank the grace of God." Very perceptively, the poet asks, "But aren't you the grace of God?" in every great deed of sharing, you and I become the grace of God. For someone, somehow, somewhere. Amen. Let us bow our heads for a moment. Loving God, here we are, your children, now gathered with others who seek the inspiration of worship, the sense of your presence, and to plead that your Spirit will guide and touch and change us this very day. We together in the beauty and quiet of this sanctuary, and with us we brought our confusion, our loneliness in a busy world, our sense of guilt, seeking this morning to overcome the distance that we created between you and us. We seek you with all our heart, that your forgiveness, wisdom, and the power of your Holy Spirit fill our often so empty lives. On this great hour of sharing Sunday, O God, help us to be. We want to be the grace of God as we share from the bounty that you gave us with those less fortunate than we are. We now pray for those here and across the world who are grieving, suffering, and are desperate for a hand to hold. Grant us, we pray, the courage to be healers in this world, agents of your grace in every contact we have. Make us the grace of God for someone who needs it most this very day.